He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the May 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, a chilly San Diego, California. We're 50 degrees here, which is very unusual for us. The average temperature year-round is about 72. Well, the average temperature on the market, just a little bit chilly this morning. The market just a little bit under the weather, down 23 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 20,983, however. Man, those are some lofty numbers. When I got into this business over two decades ago, it was around 3,500. Now it's 20,983. There's a testimony to capitalism, I guess. S&P 500 down almost 2 points right now to 2,397. When we talk about the technicals of the market right now, I'll talk about those ceilings that the market is bumping its head on right now. But I think eventually it's going to eat through those ceilings. The NASDAQ hasn't been bumping its head. 6,096, down 4 points, however, today on the NASDAQ, which has been hitting new all-time highs recently. Crude oil definitely struggling as of late. I have zero exposure to crude oil stocks, pipeline stocks, MLPs, any of that. None. Don't want any right now. Crude oil is at $46.47. It is up 25 cents today. Gold is up 240. I have no exposure to the gold markets. $12.29 per ounce. And the 10-year yield right now sits at 2.37 as it works its way higher. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we welcome our Phoenix listeners. We start our second week in the Valley of the Sun. I'm a frequent visitor. My wife and I are to the Valley of the Sun. We've got good news for our Atlanta listeners. They'll hear this news tomorrow because they get yesterday's show. We'll be live in Atlanta starting on June the 1st. They've got to clear the deck there for us. And, of course, we always, as always, we love our people, our folks, our listeners, our clients, our friends in Sarasota and up to Minnesota and over to Seattle and out to Hawaii, all over the nation with the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we make the bold claim that you don't have to settle for a robotic version of money management. There's still a few active managers out there. Seems like the whole world has turned to this passive investment model, which I believe will get tested mightily when we run into the next bear market, one that we have not seen now for the last eight plus years. And as you know, on my newsletter, I put out a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 09, and it's been in place ever since. But I do believe in just a little bit of market timing. That just makes logical sense to me. Why would I want to own stocks and equities when we start to go into a recession and earnings for the S&P start to slide? Stocks and indexes follow earnings. And as earnings have been growing since 2009, guess what? The market's been going higher. It couldn't be any simpler than that. And as long as those earnings continue to go higher, you can throw all the fiery darts at me that you want. You can throw all the noise in the market, North Korea, French elections, temper tantrums, just about everything has been thrown at this market. But in the end, it comes down to cut through the noise, cut through the smoke, cut through the fog. It comes down to earnings. the stock market follows earnings. And on the other side of the street, the bond market, which is even larger than the stock market, the bond market follows interest rates. I turned bearish on the bond market back in July of last year. I wrote several articles in my newsletter. I wrote several articles on Seeking Alpha. It's very well documented. You can go back and look at those articles. I called almost the exact top in the bond market and interest rate sensitive investments, which I don't like the prospects of going forward because the bond market follows interest rates. They have an inverse relationship with each other. They have a love-hate relationship. The bond market loves falling interest rates, which we've had for the last two decades, and the bond market does not like at all rising interest rates. And we're now in a rising interest rate environment. That doesn't mean we're going to see 3% on the 10-year tomorrow. But I do believe that the drift is now northwards in interest rates. And that's going to kill any chances for capital appreciation coming from the bond market. That capital appreciation that investors have become so used to over the last two decades. And now they're complacent. They're thinking that that capital appreciation in the bond market is going to continue on forever. No, the bond market follows interest rates, and they have an inverse relationship to each other. And if your financial planner is modeling in returns, projections on the bond portion of your portfolio from the past, I don't think you can do that because in the past you had the wind at your back in the bond market. And I think going forward, you have the wind in your face going forward with the bond market and interest rates. For that reason, I believe it's a better choice to get income from blue chip dividend paying stocks. That's one of the four portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, an income portfolio for retirees that should do well and flourish in a rising interest rate environment. It's bond free. It's not interest rate sensitive. And it's very tightly managed by me on a daily basis. Well, let's take a look at the news. It's pretty obvious that the market had already priced in a Macron win over in France. He won by a landslide, 65%. He's kind of a moderate, I think, leaning more towards the liberal side of things. But from an economic point of view, he seems to be pretty pro-business. Interesting story on the new prime minister or president of France. He met his wife in high school. No, they weren't high school sweethearts. She was his teacher. She was 40 years old. He was 15 years old at the time. They got married soon thereafter, had a scandalous affair with one another. She left her husband and three children for this young guy. And now she's the First Lady of France. She's 64, and he's 39 years old. She is a chocolate heiress. And he is a young upstart now leading the French country. Trump pressures Senate on health care. We know last week that they finally pushed it through the House, and now it's up to the Senate. Trump urging the Senate Republicans to not let the American people down as the debate about overhauling the U.S. health care system shifts to Congress' upper chamber, where a vote is potentially weeks away on the overhaul of Obamacare. Oil cuts, they're going to extend those cuts in production. They're struggling over there. You know, Saudi Arabia is running at a deficit right now with oil prices where they are. And OPEC is continuing to pledge to continue to extend their six-month agreement. The problem that I see from my perspective is those cuts in oil production over in the Middle East are being met with increases in production here in the U.S., where we now have an energy-friendly environment with an energy secretary from Texas. And I think energy prices are going to be low for quite some time, and I don't think that bodes well for the energy sector. Stocks follow earnings, remember? And when the commodity that you sell drops in price, that's going to hit your earnings, your bottom line. So it's going to be pretty hard for the Exxons, the Chevrons, the MLPs of the world to deliver any kind of capital appreciation because of the pressure on oil prices right now. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about today's news in the market, what it means for your portfolio. I like to talk about individual companies that present opportunities. Man, we had a terrific week last year at Gunderson Capital Management. My two growth portfolios are really, really starting to take off here in 2017. I'll give you an update. Some of the stocks that I currently like in both the aggressive and the more conservative growth side of the ledger. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're back from La Paz. We did the show from La Paz, Mexico on Friday. La Paz is the capital of Baja California. It's also the roosterfish capital of the world. To some of you, that might not mean anything. But to a fisherman, a rooster fish is quite the game fish. They swim in the shallows there of Baja, and they chase bait right up onto the shore. It's quite a sight to see. We saw some of that bait being chased up onto the shore. We didn't have much fishing time, however. It was mostly a working vacation. Rob Sanford down in the bilge of my boat, the old Betsy, getting the boat ready for a 1,000-mile trip back to San Diego. So that's what we did mostly, and ate. Well, that Sanford can put it away, so can his boys. Man, I'm telling you, the food down there is just fantastic down in old Mexico. Well, the market did pretty well while we were away. We had some very good days in the market last week, especially amongst our Best Stocks Now stocks. I talked about five in my newsletter over the weekend. I called it the Cinco de Mayo edition. We had five stocks, count them, last week that blew away earnings estimates and bolted higher to the upside. My aggressive growth portfolio had a very good week. I'll give you an update on that along with some of the highlights. And the Premier Growth, which is made up more of large cap stocks, about 30 stocks in each one of those portfolios, also had a very good week last week. They are surging right now, and I feel really good about most of the stocks that I own, almost all of them. There's only a few right now that are troubling me just a little bit, but we'll see. We take it a day at a time. Today, I'll go through my entire database of about 4,300 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, closed-end funds, inverse funds, etc., and see if there's been any subtle changes to the market. I don't think so. It looks to me like it's still pretty much stocks holding sway, technology stocks. We'd like to go through the big picture of the market at the beginning of the week. What is the earnings season? We're almost done now with earnings season. How's it gone? Has it been better than expected? Where have been the hot spots in the earnings season? Because it's my belief that you don't have to settle for index investing. You know, I believe that the indexes are just full of filler and gristle and fat and stocks that haven't moved for years, the IBMs of the world. And then there's, you know, the top 10% or so that are the growth engines of today's economy. And out in front in today's world, as far as developing new technology and growing their earnings at very rapid rates. But, of course, I have to combine with that attribute of growth a reasonable price. I like bargains. I don't like to pay up for stocks. And some of these growth stocks are still trading at reasonable peg ratios of around one or less. I've given many examples here recently. And I'm not talking about asset allocation today. I believe that you can just take bonds out of the equation right now. I really do. And I know that goes against the conventional wisdom, in quotes, of, hey, he's 60 years old. He should have 60% of his portfolio in the bond market. Well, I don't like the bond market. I believe it's entered into a bear market, a long-term secular bear market. Now, people always want to be warned when a bear market is coming in the stock market. Of course you do. I mean, the last bear market was 53% to the downside. That was 08 and 09. And I remain ever alert and ever vigilant for that bear market that's lurking out there somewhere for the stock market. But I think it's equally important, if not more important, to warn you when a bear market creeps up in the bond market. Because you know what? For the most part, people own a lot more bonds than they do stocks. I think if you own your bonds till maturity, you know, that's okay. But most people don't. Most people own bond funds, mutual funds, and bond ETFs. And they're extremely vulnerable to rising interest rates. They could take a big bite out of your fanny if you're not careful. So I have warned whoever wants to listen. I warned last July that the bond market has entered into a new bear market. So therefore, you're going to hear me talking almost exclusively about stocks every day here on my radio show. We just talked about one sector of the market that I don't like at all. And I think a lot of people are deriving income these days from the MLPs, the Master Limited Partnerships, the pipeline stocks, and other oil energy stocks. I don't like that sector at all. As I described earlier, I believe there's too much pressure on oil prices coming from too much output and too much supply and not enough demand. You know, yesterday as we were getting ready to leave La Paz, I heard all these sirens outside the window, and I said, what the heck is going on? I looked outside. They were running like a marathon or something, and there was a Kenyan guy that was way out in front of the rest of the pack. I'm sure he won, probably eased up in the end. Nike has produced a new shoe, $250, a carbon-plated running shoe, as they attempt to break the two-hour marathon. Where were you when Roger Bannister, broke the four-minute mark for the mile? And then, of course, Jim Ryan became the first high schooler to break the four-minute mile mark. Well, the next big mark that's going to fall eventually will be the two-hour marathon. Imagine 26.8 miles in less than 2 hours. Try doing that. I can't even do it in my car, you know. Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge crossed the finish line over the weekend. 2 hours and 25 seconds. He missed it by 25 seconds, and you guessed it. He was wearing Nike's carbon-plated running shoes. Nike has invested years of research and has had more than a dozen employees working on the project dubbed Breaking Two, breaking the two-hour mark in the marathon to engineer sophisticated footwork. That's my problem. I just need new shoes. Hey, I'm going to go out and buy a pair of those carbon-plated running shoes and see if I can do my afternoon run a little bit faster. Facebook TV is coming next month. Boy, that's becoming a crowded space. I go onto my smart TV, and I've got Amazon and Hulu, and I've got Netflix, and let alone the major networks and cable. Well, now Facebook's getting into it also. Facebook is a stock that I own in my premier growth portfolio. It's one of the driving large cap companies of today. Don't let your teenager convince you that it's not relevant anymore. It's extremely relevant, and it is a stock that I think you have to own if you're looking for growth. Meanwhile, IBM down on an S&P downgrade. There's the good in an index, and there's the bad in an index. Why not cherry pick the index for the very best instead of throwing in all the duds like IBM and all these slow growth companies, the single digit growers, Coca-Cola, etc.? That's the way I think over here. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We're getting a little bit of a pullback in the market today, but listen, we've been at or near new all-time highs. The NASDAQ has not even run into resistance yet. It would appear that the Dow is fighting the 21,000 level. That seems to be the ceiling. You ever bump your head on the roof of something? You just can't quite get through there? Well, that's the way the Dow Jones Industrial Average is behaving right now, but I think eventually it will punch its way through. Why? Because the earnings expectations for the next several quarters and into 2018 would suggest that this market can continue to go higher. And I know there's lots of bears out there. They're crying in the wilderness every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year since this bull market began back in 2009. When I said a new bull market has been born from the ashes of the TARP, you know, and the financial crisis and the S&P hitting the biblical number of 666. Yes, it did, believe it or not. Now here we are at 2,400, and the bears have been wrong. They've been dead wrong, and some of them have never changed their bearish stance along the way, all along the way. And every day, you know, as I follow StockTwits, and I have 45,000 followers on StockTwits, and I have those that are the, the naysayers, I guess you could say. And they've been wrong. What can I say? They've been wrong. Every time a threat has come along to the market has fought it off and charged higher. And I have a big belief that you have to make hay while the sun is shining, because the sun will not always shine on the market. We always have to have our antennas up for the next bear market, which will hit at some point in time. But as of now, I don't see it out there yet. I do see it, however, on the interest rate sensitive side of the market, the debt markets, and those investments that are interest rate sensitive. That's the area that I would avoid right now. And that shoots holes. I mean, that shreds apart the theory of asset allocation and being extremely diversified across all asset classes. One of the things that I do here at Gunderson Capital Management is I rank the asset classes. In simplest terms, it's stocks and bonds. You know, you hear it all the time. Oh, I think investors should have a 60-40 mix or a 70-30 mix or a 20-80 mix, depending on their age and whatnot. That is the theory. And there's many adherents to that. And these robotic money managers, automated money managers that will charge 30 basis points to manage your money for you, they're automated. They're robotic. And that's all they do is they rebalance. They set in your asset allocation. Maybe it's 60-40. Maybe it's 50-50. Maybe it's 40-60, whatever. And then they rebalance as you get older. But it does not take into account the world situation. It doesn't take into account the earnings picture of the S&P 500. There's your driver of the stock market. And it doesn't take into account the interest rate picture. There's your driver of the bond market. I think the biggest factors in an asset allocation are not age and risk tolerance. I think what's going on in the world is much, 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 much more important. What good does a 60-40 mix do when the market goes down by 53%? You're still going to get whacked. And what good does it do when the bond market enters into a rising interest rate environment, a long-term secular bear market? Why do I want to have bonds? Now, that's me. And I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that say, hey, this guy's really controversial. This guy's really shaking things up, man. Conventional wisdom. That's not what I'm hearing from Vanguard and all of the other asset allocators and the index investors, etc. And you can sum it up into one big bag of mediocrity that I call passivity. And yes, I mean, in a lot of instances, passive investments have outperformed active investments over the years. But I do believe in just a little bit of market timing from time to time, because conditions in the world change. Interest rates are no longer going down. They've been coming down for the last two decades. How can they go any lower? They'd have to go to negative rates here in the U.S., and that's not going to happen. The Fed has already done an about-face. They're no longer going to keep rates at zero. They've already announced their intentions. There's already red lights flashing on the railroad tracks of the bond market that there's a freight train a-coming. And I want to get off the tracks myself. And there's going to be a time when a freight train's coming in the stock market. But as of now, and I'll explain why as we talk this week as to why I still think that the stock market can go higher just based on mathematics and earnings. Well, I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, which I send out every single weekend for the last two-plus decades of my life, Sanford saw how Gunderson, even when he's on vacation, so-called vacation in quotation marks, spent all Thursday night and most of the day Friday getting the newsletter out to my loyal followers. I have thousands of people all over the world that get Gunderson's weekly newsletter. It's called the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And this past week, I did something that I don't do very often. I unmasked what I own in one of my four portfolios. And if you didn't get that newsletter, the offer is still available to you. If you sign up for the free weekly newsletter between now and Friday, you will get to see I've unmasked my ultra growth portfolio, which is made up of about 25, let's see how many are in there right now, 25 exactly. They're almost equally weighted, although I've got a few stocks in there now that have almost doubled since I purchased them. STM's up 99.5%, so it's now 6% of the portfolio. Maybe I'll be rebalanced. That's the rebalancing I believe in. But before fees, this portfolio of 25 stocks is now up 11.8% on the year. We're only one-third of the way through the year. After fees, if I was charging my maximum fee and all the $3.50 trades that I've done with Scottrade, you'd be up 10.6% per year, year-to-date in this portfolio. I call it the Gunderson Ultra Growth Portfolio. It's designed for investors with long-term time horizons seeking maximum growth. It's my most aggressive and volatile portfolio. Most of the stocks in this portfolio come from the S&P 400, that's the mid-cap index, and the S&P 600, which is the small-cap index. So I have 1,000 to choose from, and you better believe that I cherry-pick those indexes. There is a lot of garbage in the S&P 600. Look, they got to come up with 600 stocks, don't they? There's a lot of garbage in there. I like to ferret out the very best. How do I ferret out the very best? I believe in momentum and performance. That tells me that there's pretty good management in that company. But I also throw in value. And I think that's where the momentum investors are missing the boat. They leave out valuation. They close their eyes, they plug their ears, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Don't tell me what the P.E. ratio is. I think that's a big mistake. And on the other side of the coin, the guys that are just looking for value and low P.E. ratios many times are buying stocks that haven't done anything in years. There's no performance there. And there's no performance there for a reason. It's a dud. Single-digit growth, these kinds of things. So let's cherry-pick those indexes, whether it's the S&P 500, the 400, the 600, the Russell 2000. Let's ferret it out. That's what the app that I invented does. I invented the Best Stocks Now app for my own use and then decided to make it public as a tool for the general public to use to help them ferret out the men from the boys, the wheat from the chaff. We've done pretty good here in 2016 so far. 2017, knock on for Micah. So far in that portfolio of 25 stocks, STM is up 99.5%. Align Technology blew out earnings last week. That's the dental occlusion stock. I had Logmine on Friday blow out earnings. I've had Lam Research blow out earnings. The big winner last week on Friday was Mercado Libre. It's the Amazon of Latin America. Did you know that? I wrote all about it in the newsletter and on Seeking Alpha over the weekend, the Amazon of Latin America. So anyways, anybody who signs up for the newsletter, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. You can read all about Mercado Libre, and I've unmasked the 25 holdings, current holdings, in my Ultra Growth portfolio. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns.
Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I guess you consider us a boutique firm. I think investors have a real problem in today's world. Okay, you go to Schwab, you go to Vanguard for the low fees, and you know, you're going to get automated money management. It's going to be the asset allocation formula of today, which relies heavily on the debt markets, on the bond market. That's just the way it is. And it's worked okay, not too bad over the last couple of decades because the bond market has been very favorable with the wind at its back. But now you've entered into a new type of world out there. You know, it's no longer a friendly interest rate environment. It's not hostile yet. But consider just back in as recently as 2009, Fed fund rates were at 5.25%. We still got a long ways to go to get back to normalization. We're at 1% right now, is it, on Fed fund rates? And we're headed higher. Long ways to go towards normalization. That does not bode well for an entire asset class, a massive asset class called bonds. And it's hard to find in today's world. Oh, I'm sure there's still plenty of us around that believe in a little bit of active money management, that actually believe that you can take a look at an index and you can cherry pick that index. Look at the S&P 500. You know, we're going to introduce some new screens into our app here over the next several weeks and months, where you can screen each one of the indexes. We already rank. We rank stocks every single day in the app. But we can we're also going to have, well, here's how the S&P 500 is ranked right now. Here's the top. Here's our from 1 to 500. Okay, now the contrary would say, well, let's buy the bottom 10. Well, listen, I've been watching this, doing this for the last two decades. That's not the way to go. Contrarians have been clobbered over the last several years because they've gone against the grain, and going against the grain has not been the way to go. I believe in buying the very best. Let's cherry pick the index. And I'm here to tell you, after observing and watching and, you know, the laboratory over the last two decades, there's good stocks. They're about 10% of the entire market. So out of the 4,300 that I have in my database, it's about 300 or 400 that meet my criteria. And everybody would have a different idea of what constitute a good stock to invest in. Some would say, well, let's buy the ones with the highest profit margins. Let's buy the ones with the best return on equity. Yep. Let's buy the ones that are growing the fastest. Let's buy the ones with the lowest price to book value. Let's buy the ones with the lowest PE ratios. And it's been my experience that over the years, it's a combination thereof, but really what it comes down to is earnings. The companies who are growing their earnings. And I don't mean by 2 or 3% per year. You see, that's what's happened to the Walmarts and the IBMs of the world and the Mercks, etc. They're growing by single-digit rates, their earnings. So how are you going to get double-digit performance out of stocks that are growing by single digits unless you buy them when they're extremely cheap, and those kinds of opportunities rarely come along. So number one, I mean, I believe in buying companies of today, not companies of yesteryear. IBM had its day. Cisco had its day. They're still good companies. Microsoft had its day where they had the 25, 30% consistent growth every quarter to quarter. I think you can even put Apple into that category. Going forward, Apple's expected to grow by single digits now. It's a different animal than it was. So where do we find the companies of today that are growing, that are the new economy, I suppose you could say? Well, you know, there's still some of the older ones, the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world. They're still consistent growers. But then you get into the Amazons and the Facebooks of the world, you know. Those are some of the large cap stocks that are the growth engines of today. Everybody always says, I wish I would have owned Microsoft in the early days. Well, why was it good in the early days? Because it was growing rapidly in the early days. It's not growing rapidly anymore. Now you have to do the search for the companies that are growing rapidly today. It just makes sense that if stocks follow earnings, the faster those earnings are growing, the better off you are. But now the caveat to that is, if you just do that, you're just a pure momentum investor. I put in five-year target prices on the stocks in my app. Some of them have 50% upside potential over the next 5 years. Some of them have 100% upside potential. You have to also pay attention to valuation. And I think the best stocks in the market are a combination of performance and growth and valuation. Now you've really narrowed it down. Well, that's what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management. We solve the problem of where can I find somebody who's still an active investor, who keeps eyes on the market and is not robotic, is not automated, somebody I can talk to. You know, you call here, we pick up the phone, talk to you. You can call any time. And you're not going to get a giant bureaucracy that is all automated and is punching out portfolios, one size fits all, basically, depending on your age and your risk tolerance. No, it's the world. What's going on in the world, to me, that is much more important. Let's choose the asset classes that are more favorable at any given point in time. Let's focus on those. And then let's go into that asset class. Let's say it's the stock market. Well, we have international stocks, emerging market stocks, small caps, mid caps, large caps. Let's go in there and find those that are most favorable. Then you get into the sectors, energy, biotech, drugs, technology, industrial, cyclicals, building stocks. Then let's go into those and let's find the best sectors and let's find the best representative individual companies and let's do everything we can possibly do. No guarantees allowed here. Let's do everything we can possibly do to put the best roster on the field that we possibly can at any given time. And then let's manage it very, very vigilantly. That's what we do at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to talk to us about our money management program here, we have four different portfolios. Go to GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. We'll be glad to talk to you. 855-611-BEST.
Buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.